Many thanks to producer David for all his endeavours. And Zoe Ball, you go, girl. You sock it to them, my darling. Everybody have a fabulous day. And I will see you in the morning. Loads of love.
That's the BBC News. Our next at 7. And now on Radio 2, it's time for the first ever Zoe Ball Breakfast Show.
My name is Zoe. How's your belly off for spots? Good morning, Radio 2 superstar listeners. Here we go.
BBC Radio 2.
Oh, and relax after all the build-up and all the chat and all the preamble. The big day is finally here. We are so super excited. I'm ready. The prod squad team, they're ready. Karen Kay tweeted she's got new batteries fitted in the bathroom radio. So she's ready. So first record, what's it going to be? Oh, first record, I hope you approve. Had to be a dame on this occasion, I thought, and they come no greater than the Queen of Soul, Aretha. And respect. So, good morning, superheroes. Welcome to the first ever Zoe Ball Breakfast Show. I've been so excited about saying that. Let's take a little register of who's with us this morning. So you get to meet the team. Richie Anderson's here on travel.
Oh, this is so exciting. Good morning.
Mike Williams is here with the sport.
Morning, Zoe.
Did you sleep, Mike?
A couple of hours.
Almost. Tina Dehealy is here with you.
Definitely haven't slept.
I know. You look amazing on that. The prod squad are behind the glass.
Morning!
They are definitely ready. They are ready to hear about your early morning superhero shenanigans. So if you've already used your powers to make five pack lunches, iron all of your shirts, finish your presentation, whatever has made you a superhero this morning, we'd love to hear from you. Text us 88 291. You can email zoeball@bbc.co.uk. And these are the things waking up on Monday the 14th of January that we already know.
Well, how do you know when you've done well in life? Because they want to build a statue of you, and that's exactly what they're going to do for Sir Andy Murray at Wimbledon to commemorate his fabulous career. In fact, it's going to go next to the one of Fred Perry.
So it should, Richie.
Well, in money news, Zoe, the 50p coin is celebrating its 50th birthday today, and the new designs are also out now. The 50p replaced the 10-shilling note in 1969.
I miss the 10-shilling note. And Tina?
And this is a big one. The exact date for the arrival of the 8th and final season of Game of Thrones has been revealed. Wait for it. The 14th of April. Kit Harington is on the show tomorrow.
That is really not that far away, is it? I know. Can you imagine how good we're all going to look tomorrow morning when Kit Harington's here?
Oh, yes.
John Cleese is here later. We've made it up. We've made up for him, haven't we? Time flies by when the night is young. Rita Ora on BBC Radio 2. It's 6:40. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Let's celebrate some of you in your superhero ways this morning already. Hi, sir. Welcome to Brekkie. I'd like to nominate my super wife, Laura, up with me to do my packed lunch at 5, then the kids to sort out, then she goes to work herself. Have a great first day, Darren. Thank you so much. I'm still doing my morning workout 14 days after I started it. This is Rick of Exeter, no K. It was all part of his New Year's resolution. Who'd have thought it? Good luck with the new gig, Rick. Thank you. Good morning, Zoe. I'm a superhero as I'm out of bed and dressed on a holiday day. Neil in Wareham. Who'd have thunk it? Hi, Zoe. I'm a real-life superhero. I'm on the way to work. I've left hubby to get the three boys ready for school. Eek, Nicola, with a K, from Kent. On the way to work in Ashford. Have a splendid day. Feel like a superhero, Zoe, after finishing a 12-hour night shift and managing to tune in for your inaugural airing. Just a 45-minute drive home to go listening to the one and only Zoe. Peter from Montage in Somerset. Thank you, darling, for taking the time. Hi, Zoe. Two breakfasts made. Packed lunch packed. Cup of tea made for my wife to wake up to. Superpowers used. Ashley James in Somerset. Get you lot this morning. Skills.
Skills.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Tears of a Clown. So, coming up in the next hour of the show, we'll have a front page flick, let you know what's in all the papers. We'll have weather, we'll have travel. Carol will be on with the weather. And also, we'll have some kids on the air. Very excited about that. And don't forget our guest this morning, John Cleese, Nadia Hussein. All coming up. Right now, this is Radio 2 on the BBC Sounds app, on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 7 o'clock on Monday, the 14th of January. Good morning. Theresa May says Britain may never leave the... BBC News, it's 7:05.
Tina Dehealy, to hear you on the air again. We loved you when you were on with Grimmy. Did it take much persuading to make you get up early again,
bit.
Tina?
I swore actually. I'd never do it again.
I know. Honestly, I had to bestow her with many gifts. No, I didn't really.
But I'm out of retirement just for you, Zoe.
Just for us. And a big day for you as well, because you're also featuring Panorama tonight.
I do. The secrets of your takeaways.
Ooh, peak Tina Dehealy, people. We're so grateful. Thank you, gorgeous.
On the BBC Sounds app, on digital radio, and on 88 to 91 FM, BBC Radio 2.
With so much tough news around, you want it delivered by Tina Dehealy. Congratulations and welcome to Zoe and the team. Sounded great. I'm trying to shoehorn my two teenage sons, Joshua and Will Bays Green, out of bed. School beckons for us all. Andrea Bays Green, as a mum of a teenager, I know how that feels. Good morning to the boys. And thanks, guys, for taking the edge off getting up super early. To give the eldest son, Harry, a lift to the bus stop. Great tunes, Dan in Northumberland. We'll keep him coming. Hey, Cher. Lizzo and Juice. You gotta blame it on her, Juice. She's 30 years old. Melissa Jefferson is her full name. She lives in Prince's hometown of Minneapolis. She says Prince helped her transform from a musician to an artist. She's played Coachella Music Festival. She's playing in April and playing in Barcelona at Primavera in June. And you'll be hearing a lot more of her because that is new to two and we adore her. Morning, Zoe. At work, we play a game of Google your name and then make up stories about each other pretending it's you. Lots of laughter, says Kathleen. Hi, Zoe. Listening from Adelaide. Wow, all that way. Great show here with Josie and Daryl until the 18th. Then we'll be home. Shout out to Jamie and Katie. Miss you. See you soon. That's from Roseanne. And in reaction to our show and tell star, Mila, a major future musical star has arrived on show and tell with a mecha performance. Andrew Lloyd Webber's ears just picked up. Thank you very much, Dave.
Hello, it's Sarah Cox here.
Stop. Whether you're on your way home after five or already there whipping up a bit of dins, join me for the new Sound of Tea Times on BBC Radio 2. Stop. Message ends. Back to you, Zoe. Please stop. Stop. I've stopped now.
Have you really stopped? No, she really has stopped. Oh, gorgeous Sarah starts her show today on Drive. It's lovely because Sarah starts and Joe starts her new show tonight. And of course, Trevor. So we're all in it together. And we'll be catching up with Sarah later on in the show to find out if she managed to sleep last night. We've been sharing anxiety dreams. It's 7:54. You're listening to Radio 2. Here's Dina Carroll. Ain't no man. Well, I just can't control. Sorry for Lizzo. It had this 50-something hospital chaplain boogieing around the kitchen. Elizabeth in Morpeth, glad to be of service. Okay, we'd love to hear from you now on the text if you are on your way somewhere and need to let work, family, dentists know. So text us now, on my way, 88 291. Tell us who you are and where you're on your way to. At 8 o'clock, it's time for the news. With Tina, this is Radio 2 on the BBC Sounds app, on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 8 o'clock on Monday, the 14th of January. Good morning, this is Tina Dehealy. The Prime Minister says the UK may not leave the European Union if MPs don't back her deal tomorrow. BBC News, it's 8:05.
Thank you very much, Tina.
On the BBC Sounds app, on digital radio, and on 88 to 91 FM, BBC Radio 2.
So good morning. Welcome to the mummies and the daddies and the goodies and the baddies, the ladies and the laddies. Dear Zoe, welcome to my bedroom in Blake Down. What? Thank you, Jennifer Harris. There's an invitation. I'm listening to you when I'm getting ready for work. So far, so good. Let's hope it stays like that. The best to you and the team. Jennifer, thank you. Coming up in the next hour of the show, Mr. John Cleese to talk to us. Nadia Hussein. She's bringing goodies. She better be, otherwise she's off my Christmas card list. And we still want to hear from you. Keep the text coming, 88291. I love it when Stevie Wonder, look, he just lets rip at the end of that. Give it some welly, Stevie. My idol. I adore him. I hope the tunes are all right this morning. I'm sure you'll be sure to tell us if they're not. 10 minutes past eight, you're listening to the Zoe Ball Breakfast Show. It's time for your On My Way messages. Zoe, can you let Year 6 at Hermitage Primary School know I'm on my way from Rochester in Kent to Wapping, London? That's from Elizabeth. Is that one of the teachers? Morning, Zoe. Can you let college know I'm on my way? Nearly missed my train. Too busy listening to you, Jack, Western Supermare. Good luck, Jack. Thanks for listening. Zoe, can you tell my boss, Dan, I'm on my way to North London from Dover, living the dream. Jen, who needs a van on the M2. Morning, Zoe. Can you let Avi, who's 4, and Thomas, 2, know that Granny and Gramps are on our way driving up through the Cotswolds to Solihull for our usual Monday day of babysitting? That's from Kerry. And Oliver Gardner, on my way. Hi, Zoe. Please, can you let the travel agent know I'm on my way to book my summer holiday to Ibiza in the summer? David from Sidcup, can we come too? Can you let the doctors know, Zoe, I'm on my way to Cardiff from Aberystwyth to take our 12-year-old son, Ewan, to his cardiac checkup. He's a star after major surgery a year ago. Brave boy. That's from Leanne and Alid. Mum and Dad. And hi, Zoe. I'm on my way to London. I'm not on my way to London. That's false information. Fake news. I'm on my way to work at the Burnham Dental Practice in Hanford. I'm stuck in traffic. Can you let them know? Thank you. David Evans from Northwich in Cheshire. Well done. You pick these things up very quickly, don't you? We're very grateful for that. We'll do that every day. National Express Divine Comedy. Mr. John Cleese is here. Good morning, John.
Zoe, I'm so happy to be on your first show.
So excited to have you. We're going to talk after this.
Joe Wiley.
You want good music? This is where it's at.
I will handpick some of my favourite new music from all genres of the musical spectrum. Hey. And I'll be playing some quality vintage songs too.
Check it out.
This is where it's at.
Joe Wiley. Tonight from 7.
On BBC Radio 2.
It's nice not to be the only girl starting today, I have to say. Sarah's starting, and Joe, and of course Trevor tonight. Now, our first superstar guest on the brand new Breakfast Show is a comedy icon who's inspired generations from Monty Python to Fawlty Towers to Clockwise. He's back on a swift, surprised visit to tell us what he's up to next. Good morning, John Cleese.
Good morning, Zoe. I'm so pleased to be here, but I should tell you, I am not an icon anymore. I've been promoted.
Oh, have you?
I'm a national institution.
Oh, fantastic.
It came through 3 weeks ago.
Does that
just
come
before off? Just before Michael's knighthood?
I love that. Does that come before National Treasure or after?
No, Treasure's in between.
Treasure's in between.
But I skipped that stage.
You just went straight.
I went straight to
institution. I love it. You've just been telling us how it's I'm getting that you're here today because you appeared on the first ever telly breakfast show.
Isn't that an amazing thought? Because
yeah,
to people, young people would think, well, there's always been breakfast television, but there wasn't. But have a guess what year it was.
Oh, goodness me. Is it late 70s, 80s?
Yes, quite right. 83. I looked it up this morning, 83. February the 3rd, 83, and I went on the very first UK breakfast TV programme, and I went on in my pyjamas.
Of course you did.
It was quite funny.
Of course you did.
And it was all those great people. I mean, it was an extraordinary group of people got together and won the franchise because it was Robert Keed, Michael Parkinson, David Frost, Anne Diamond, Anna Ford. I mean, terrific people. And the show was an absolute disaster.
Let's hope that doesn't bode up. Should we have?
Well, it was only a disaster. Zoe, it was only a disaster because it was so intelligent. So there's no danger.
Well, we'll be fine then.
We'll be fine.
We keep it nice. nice and base, basically.
Right.
So you live in the sunshine. Do you avoid, at some of the time, do you avoid all the colds and the greys?
Absolutely. I mean, I admire anyone who's prepared to live in England in the winter, but I don't see the point of it, if you could possibly avoid it.
Which you can.
I mean, if you're in love with
the... I love the fact you said you like it because there's a lot of sitting down acting for you as well.
Well, that's the wonderful thing. I'm sitting down about 70% of the time. Of course, if you're sitting down, you've got the script in front of you, see, under the coffee cups.
It's all the tricks.
Best thing of all is pretend you're doing a crossword. Then you can have the entire script on the inside of the newspaper because it's memorising stuff now that I can't be bothered with.
John Cleese, these fantastic secrets. Thank you so much, John, for coming to see us
I'm
on our first
proud,
breakfast show.
Zoe, to be on first show. Bless you.
And let's hope this is a slight more success than the television one in 1983.
Which was a total disaster.
You keep saying that. John Cleese, everybody.
Hooray.
Sam Smith, Normani, Dancing with a Stranger. Before that, Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies. How great was John Cleese? Our first guest coming up. Oh, it's my mate, Nadia Hussain. Morning, Nadia.
Hello.
Thanks for coming to see us on our first show. And you brought cake.
I always bring cake.
Which
you know me.
I know, this is why I get excited. It's not the only reason you get invited to things. I don't want you to feel that.
I think it might be a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just so people know, other amazing guests coming up this week. Kit Harington, Jon Snow's on the show tomorrow. Hugh Jackman will be calling in from New York on Wednesday. Rag and Bone Man coming in to talk about his new single with Calvin Harris on Thursday. And on Friday, Tom Hiddleston, Saoirse Ronan, and we'll have live music from Years and Years. But most importantly, Nadia is going to be playing Hit Miss Maybe from Life and Kicking. We've brought it back.
Yes.
After this.
Trevor Nelson's Rhythm Nation. Monday to Thursday nights from 10. On Radio 2.
I'll be playing the best in soul and R&B from the old stuff.
I want to thank you, Heavenly Father.
To the new.
I know you're good.
And everything else in between. Artful Dodger to Aretha Franklin, from Jay-Z to Jamiroquai, from Daft Punk to Destiny's Child.
Trevor Nelson's Rhythm Nation, tonight from 10.
On BBC Radio 2.
Good luck with the show tonight, Trevor, and also to Jack, and we'll catch up with Sarah later on to talk about her new show. But now it's time for this. It's Monday, which means it's time to play something really special. Take it away, Showbiz Mitch.
It's Hit, Miss, or Maybe, where we see whether three top tracks tickle the fancy of one terrific guest, Zoe, who's joining us this morning.
Thank you, Showbiz Mitch. How I've missed him. Here now with their thumbs up, down, or kind of sideways is our dear friend Nadia Hussain.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, my darling. TV chef, winner of Bake Off in 2015, author, TV host, columnist, mum. You do so many things, and you've got a new book out as well. I don't know where you find the time. Your latest novel, The Fall and Rise of the Amir Sisters, is published on Thursday, the 24th of January. Now, this is your second book,
yep.
Following Fatima and Farah and Bubbly and May. What's happening to these lovely ladies in this book?
Well, this is... Well, it's really important for me. When I wrote the first book, my husband, who's never read a book in his life, he read the book and he said, I said, look, as a writer, I've got creative license to kill them off, keep them, you know, do whatever I like with them. And he's like, keep them.
Yes,
and so I wrote, and you know, something really, I'm really comfortable writing about women. And there's something about writing about women. I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to keep them. Because we go through stuff.
We do.
And we still have to get on with it. And so it just felt like, well, I'm a woman. And it just felt right to write about them. And so I've kept them alive. And they go through lots of different taboo subjects, such as surrogacy and stuff like that. So, you know, things that people don't often talk about, especially because these sisters are first generation British, something I know all about, and all the kind of things that...
Thank you to Jennifer James in Blackwood, South Wales, for our Pick Your Own playlist this morning. Don't You Want Me by The Human League, Walk This Way by Run-DMC and Aerosmith, and You Make My Dreams by Daryl Hall and John Oates. It's that simple. We want your floor fillers, your big tunes, your sing-alongers, your anthems, your disco classics, your favourites. If you want to pick your own playlist, email the show now. This lovely prod squad. You can email zoeball@bbc.co.uk. It's that simple.
A singer, an actor, a musician.
And one of my all-time heroes.
All I wanted to do was...
Jamie Cullum there. It's a big day at Radio 2 today on Monday, the 14th of January. The rest of the day looks like this. At 9.30, Ken Bruce has lyricist Sir Richard Stilgo. I've made him a doctor. I'm sure he won't mind. Doing tracks of my years. Ken's just bought chocolate in, you see. You know how to get on the right side of your colleagues, don't you? At 9:30, we'll have the 10 o'clock news just before Ken. Jeremy's with you from 12 today. Steve Wright with the big show this afternoon. He has Sarah Cox and Trevor Nelson in because it's a big day for them, and also actors Hermione Norris and John Thompson, because of course it's the return of Cold Feet tonight. And then at 5, This Lady. Yes, because there's so much to look forward to on Radio 2 today with new shows from Trevor and Joe tonight. But at 5 o'clock, Drive Time will be taken over by Sarah Cox.
Good morning. Oh, I'm really croaky.
You do
we just
sound...
had a near miss with a lady in a tiny Pomeranian because I'm in the park with the dog.
Oh, goodness me. No, is everybody all right? Are all dogs okay in the situation?
Well, Beano's got a problem with this Afghan hound. I mean, I don't know. There's some serious beef going
on.
Beef. I mean, he'd be more likely to show it a card trick than actually savage it. But he still goes up. He's very vocal. And everybody looks at me like, who's that out of control small fluff dog?
I'd love to hear that. Well done.
You sounded amazing this morning.
We have been messaging each other, haven't we? Talking about our strange anxiety dreams.
Oh, I've been eating dry crackers just as the song ends. So I'm spitting crackers everywhere and I can't speak. And then last night I was eating slimy green peppers just before I had to go to the news and I couldn't speak again. All these horrible dreams, but you've done it now. First one under the bag. That's not a saying.
Yeah, under the bag. I am a bag of sorts, so it is kind of under the bag. If you know what I mean. New show today. How are you feeling about it? You must be
I'm feeling great now. I feel like good. The day's arrived. We can all stop having weird dreams now.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. You know, I love a clumsy analogy, and I was thinking perhaps this week is going to feel like every day we're doing a skydive, and so. Today we're just hurtling through it, and we can't really concentrate and you know enjoy it as much as we will be doing by say Wednesday, where we'll be used to it and we'll be able to take in the view a little bit more and sort of relax and enjoy it. But I just can't wait to get cracking. Also, the listeners already provided some incredible material on Twitter because I woke up this morning and thought I'd done something to my eyes because I couldn't focus properly because I've not been sleeping well, and then I realised I had my husband's glasses on and not mine for the first 10 minutes this morning. And so I put that on Twitter, and we've already had a tale of one lady's mother-in-law and her sister when they were quite elderly. They had each other's teeth in all day.
Oh my goodness, that has got to be uncomfortable.
That'll be me and you in a few years.
It really will be, won't it? It's quite funny because obviously, look, we get pitted against each other all the time, and sometimes people try to say there's rivalry between us. And I said, you and I, when they say things like that, it always reminds me of French and Saunders as Bette and Joan. You know, that image.
You send me that picture.
Always makes me laugh.
I'm guessing it's just two women who were dead good pals and are still pals, but then they both each get a job they're really happy with. Just isn't an exciting headline.
Exactly.
So instead they've gone with this rival ball cock shocker exclusive, which is all a load of nonsense, because I love you, babe.
I know.
You're sounding amazing this
morning.
I
love you. Thank you so much for all the support over the last week. And I'll be listening later. You're going to smash it, gorgeous.
I can't wait to listen.
And then Joe afterwards and Trevor tonight. What an exciting day at Radio 2. I love you. Have a great show.
Love you, babe. Enjoy. Bye, babe.
Bye. What if I never run into love that last one. Look straight, guys. The bosses are in. Can we just say thank you so much to everybody for listening to our show today. Thank you for all the wonderful messages of support. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Obviously, always room for improvement, so we will do our best again tomorrow. We've got some travel from Richie.
It's really sad, the last one of the show. We'll start on the M40 southbound at Junction 6 for Watlington. The exit slip road is closed due to a fuel spillage, queuing all the way back to Junction 8A for Aylesbury. And staying with the M40 south, it's closed at Junction 1 for the Denham roundabout. This is following an accident, and we've got five... This is due to an accident. Really busy here, and I'll have more in half an hour with the fabulous Mr. Ken Bruce.
Yes, it is almost 10 o'clock, so just time to round up the show with the 10 o'clock news. Mike.
Well, we have some very proud parents in South Wales first. Tony and Helen Matthews say our 10 o'clock news is that our son, Aaron Matthews, is on his first ever day of teacher training today in a school in Cardiff. Good luck, Aaron.
Tina.
This from Phil. My gorgeous and lovely fiancé John has his driving test today. Sending the amazing vibes of your first show to him at very precise time, 11:11 a.m.
11:11. That sounds lucky. Good luck to him, Richie.
Oh, a little boast for one here, but why not? It's a Monday. I'm squeezing oranges to make marmalade this morning from Natalie in Norfolk.
Oh, nice work, Natalie. 10 o'clock news. I'm in Wiltshire. My sandwiches are in Devon. Drat, says Dave. Mike.
Final one from me is from Rachel and Christopher, who says, heading down to Irvine from Edinburgh to pick up our wedding schedule for our wedding on Saturday. So, so excited. Loving the show, but we're stuck in traffic in Glasgow.
That is it for the very first Zobel Breakfast Show. Well done, team. Woo-hoo! Thank you for listening. That was great fun, and it's over to you, Ken.
Well, thank you so much. You do realise you're going to have to do it again tomorrow.
Oh, hang on, I thought I was just saying.
No, it's in the contract. Check the contract. Quick, quick, quick.